Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Jeff Eaton. I work with Lullabot, and I've been a Drupal developer and a core Drupal developer for quite a few years now. It seems like forever. And Token is a pretty popular module that emerged about 2.5 to 3 years ago. The idea was that there are lots of situations when maintaining and building a Drupal site where you want to put small little snippets of text inside of some larger body of text, like, for example, a notification that gets emailed out to users when they sign up for a new account. You may want to have different snippets, like the name of the user who just signed up, their email, the date that they signed up, that need to be dynamic inside of that larger body of text. And you need some way to represent those dynamic bits, or as we call them, tokens, inside of that larger text, and have the system be able to understand how to replace those on the fly. That's what the token module does. It lets every other module in Drupal provide those reusable tokens. For example, the title of a node or the current date in a particular format, so that whenever you're using a module that needs to display text or send it out or do something like that, you can insert those tokens in a normal body of text, and then the module can then replace it on the fly when the text is actually used. So when entering in that user email, you could type up your email and just include like bracket date, close bracket, and that would automatically be replaced. If you're used to things like mail merge in a word processor, it's really the same concept. So for about 2.5 years, that's been a contrib module, and it's been sort of evolving and growing, and it's been getting a lot more support in the Drupal community. I believe it's one of the, I think, the top third or fourth module in use in the Drupal world right now, just because it's such a low-level service that's very commonly used by lots of other modules. And now in Drupal 7, a new and enhanced version of it is part of core. So that's really exciting for those of us who've been using it and developing it. It's what we originally intended several years ago, but it wasn't really ready for prime time. And we think some of the improvements that have been made will really take it to the next level. That sounds cliche, but it's pretty cool.
So what were some of the holdups in terms of like why wasn't it sort of just put into core? What were some of the re-architecture things that you had to do with Token?
One of the biggest problems with Token as it existed in Contrib and what people are used to right now is that when you try to replace tokens in a given piece of text, like you have that, you know, automatic email that gets sent out, the system generates every single possible token that every module could ever provide. And that can be speedy if you don't have many modules installed, but if you have a lot of modules and some of them provide tokens that are expensive to calculate, for example, it has to load up a bunch of different nodes and gather a bunch of data from them in order to provide one of those replacement tokens, the simple act of saying, here, replace the tokens in this text, can actually be very time-consuming. And that was one of the biggest problems with Token 1.0, which is what we've, you know, been working with for several years. Token 2.0, what went into Drupal core and what will be available for Drupal 6 as just a Token 2.0 module, it looks at the text you're replacing tokens in, finds the tokens that you've entered in, and then asks for modules to generate replacements for them. That means that it's possible for modules to do a lot more customized, tweaked, and tailored tokens without having to worry about taking up lots and lots of time, even if people aren't asking to replace those particular tokens. It allows us to do a lot more specialization in what tokens are available, and it allows us to do that without hurting performance. The second major improvement, and this is a little bit tweakier, is that tokens can be chained together. In Token, as it currently stands today in Contrib, if you want, say, a token for the date that the author of a particular node last logged in, that's a specific, very explicit token that you have to generate, and you have to create a unique name for the last login date of the user who made the node that you're currently looking at. It means that in order to get a rich library of tokens, all of those things have to be hard-coded over and over and over. In Token 2.0, or Token in Core for Drupal 7, you have the ability to chain things. So you can say, I want a node token. and then a colon, and then author, and then a colon, and then last login. And that's not a specific token. That's saying, I want node tokens. And then the author of that node is a chained token. And then their last login date is another chained token. And then you can also use things like day, month, year, stuff like that, on the current login date, on the data node was posted, on when a user signed up. It's just a much richer library. If you're used to using things like dot notation in .NET programs to navigate through object hierarchies, it's a lot of the same concept. It's pretty lightweight as well, and I think it gives us a lot of flexibility. We'll be able to provide lots and lots of tokens for users to use without having to reinvent the wheel every time, say, you expose a timestamp as a token. It's really exciting.
So I guess one challenge with having lots and lots of tokens is sort of providing the user interface or showing people what all tokens are available, especially with sophisticated chaining. So what sort of user interface is going to be on Token and Core?
That's an excellent question. That's currently under development, and we've got a couple of people from the D7 UX project who are working on that as well. If you're very curious, you can search for D7 UX token on Drupal.org, and there's currently an issue in the queue with mockups and some brainstorming going on right now. What we're looking at is a method that would allow any field where you can enter in text with tokens to have a list underneath it of what types of tokens are available. And when you click on a token type, it would expand to show just the tokens for that type and allow you to sort of drill down with a hierarchical picker that would allow you to construct a token on the fly by drilling down levels. It's not perfect, and we haven't ironed out all the conceptual kinks for it yet, but it's very promising. And if you don't have JavaScript installed, the idea would be that we would list maybe 3 or 4 very common tokens and then a link off to a detailed help page that just includes a static full list of all the tokens and a more thorough description. Sort of a compromise between flooding people with information and, you know, only showing a few useful things.
And so one of the other things about the token module is that it can be used and also misused for very evil purposes or ways that sort of weren't intended initially. Maybe you could talk about where is that line between how people should not be using token?
That's an excellent point. And there's always been a heated debate over token's life about, you know, where is it a great thing and awesome to use token, and where is it some sort of horrible abomination? It's a slightly fuzzy line. I mean, the worst example, you know, we could think of is allowing like a user input format that lets people just scatter tokens at random throughout their nodes, their node body, and, you know, stuff like that. The filtering system that Drupal provides already has good solid mechanisms for things like user replacement in any arbitrary text. Token is really intended for those mail merge-esque kinds of scenarios where an administrator is building something or entering some sort of reusable text, but needs to have dynamic chunks of it that will be replaced in real time when that text is actually displayed to the user or used or something like that. That's what it was designed and intended for, and all of the optimizations that are there in the way token operates are really geared towards that use case and things very close to it. I'm sure that now that it's in core, you know, people will find even crazier ways to use it, but that's what it's intended for, and anything beyond that is in the we make no promises realm.
And so in Drupal 6, there's the path module that's included in core, and you can customize the URL of a node if you sort of do it by hand. And then there's the path auto contributed module that's put into D6, which relies upon the token module because you can sort of take the title and put it in. So what's the status of having path auto in Drupal 7 now that there's token in core?
There's currently a patch in the Drupal 7 issue queue on Drupal.org to put Path Auto into core. I'm not sure what its status is. There's a lot of work involved in that, just purely from a user interface perspective. Path Auto was really, really useful, and, you know, lots of people were using it, but its user interface could also be pretty overwhelming due to the number of customization options that were there, and that's a big concern when putting something into core. Token actually originated as a portion of the Path Auto module, and 3 years ago when we broke it out, it was actually just extracting some of Path Auto's code and turning it into a separate project so everyone could use it. So Token and Path Auto have always had a very close relationship to each other, and really, Token getting into core that only happened because ultimately Dries and Webchick and a lot of the other core developers would really like PathAuto to be in core, but we understood that Token was sort of a prerequisite because it's what does a lot of the heavy lifting. Hopefully we'll be able to get PathAuto into core for D7. If not, it will remain in contrib, but it will be a lot easier to build complex paths and rich paths that take advantage of lots of different kinds of data if necessary, because Token now lives in core and will be able to enjoy broader support.
And finally, maybe you could talk about how Token is currently going to be used in Drupal core. What are the sort of places that it's being implemented and what's sort of on the horizon?
There are two places that are complete, since we still have several days left in code freeze. You know, there's a bit of work yet to be done. If you've ever used triggers and actions in Drupal, you can send out emails with the triggers module and Drupal actions, and you can also display messages to the user. For example, whenever somebody posts a node, you can say, "Thanks for submitting your node. We'll get back to you in a day," or something like that. Those messages that you can display using customizable actions in core are all tokenized. So now any token that is available in the system, you can use in those action-driven emails or action-driven messages that are displayed to users. Also, there's a redirect users to another URL action that's available. That too supports tokens. So just as a hypothetical end case, you could create a node type that has a URL field on it using the new field API. Put in the URL for an external website and set up an action that says whenever that node is viewed, redirect the user to the destination URL, but log the visit to this page. And suddenly you've got a click-through tracking, you know, link website where you can bookmark stuff, you know, by creating a node with a URL saved, use the action to redirect to the location of, that's stored in that field using token, and then track it using the statistics module. It's little things like that that just become a lot easier for all the different parts of Drupal to work together. The part that's currently under development is all of the automatic emails that get sent out to users when they sign up, create an account, delete their account. The challenge with that is just making sure that everything plays nicely with the localization of all of those messages. It's possible, but we're just trying to, you know, dot our I's and, you know, cross our T's to make sure that the localization stuff doesn't have any unhappy surprises.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.